Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on every single episode, for you always coming back. I do not take you for granted. Thank you so much. And it is my prayer that these little short clips bless your heart so much and expand in your mind where it begins to change you from the inside out. Now, on today's episode, I'm going to be reading from Psalms 121. Particularly the verse I want to focus on today is verse number 3, but I'm going to be reading the whole chapter 121 in the book of Psalms. So it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I want to read also from the NIV version. It says here in the NIV that I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. There has never been a time in our lives than this time today when we need this scripture more than ever. With everything going on in the world, with COVID, with all of the things happening in the world, in New Zealand now, the alert levels have just been upped to red alert levels. So we use the traffic light system, red, orange, and green, with red being like you're basically in lockdown, but sort of kind of not in lockdown, but you get what I mean. And a lot of people are living in fear. They're anxious because we are dealing with a virus that we cannot see. We are dealing with principalities and powers, not flesh and blood. We're dealing with things that we cannot see physically. So it is very challenging to have to deal with this. So what do I want to draw your attention to by reading you the scripture? I want to draw your attention to verse number 3, where he says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. What the scripture is basically telling us is the promise from God Almighty himself. If you know that your help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth, you know that you're under his grace and his covering. He tells us here that he will not let your foot slip. What is he saying? He will not suffer your foot to be moved from life itself. He watches over you. The God that watches over you does not take holidays. He does not take breaks. He does not go to sleep. He doesn't even slumber. That is the God. Your security guard may sleep. Your security guard may slumber, right? The doctor who you're waiting for to treat you may go to bed because he's human. But we have a God who does not slumber or sleep. He watches over us. He is indeed the shade at our right hand. And because he created the sun and the moon, he understands the technology by which he created this element of nature. Because he is our God, the sun will not harm us by day, nor the moon by night. And the Lord will keep us from every harm, including COVID. And we'll watch over our life. Why? Our life is connected to him. It is in God's benefit that we are alive so that his will be done on earth. Okay? God is not a human being. He does not live on earth. Therefore, whatever he wants to do on earth to reveal his glory requires you and I, because we have the body. We are in charge of this territory. That is why the Lord will keep us from all harm, because it is to his benefit that we stay alive. It is to his benefit as his children to be alive and to be well, so that he can show his glory through us on earth. Right? So I want to encourage you today to not be afraid. Don't focus on what is going on. Let your eyes be on the Lord. Let your eyes be on the Lord only. And only the Lord alone are we to fear, not anything else. I remember one day I was going through scriptures, and obviously I wasn't panicking because of COVID, but you know, I was beginning to pay attention to all the talks going on about different things going on in the world, right? And the panic and the hype and everything, right? And I was beginning to pay attention to that, right? But that day I went to the scriptures, and I was reading the scripture. One scripture jumped up at me, and I was like, oh my God, this is the Lord literally speaking to me. It was like that scripture was highlighted in green. And it's from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12. It says, "Do not call conspiracy everything these people call a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord God Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread." Isaiah 8, 12 and 13. And when I saw this scripture, it calmed my nerves so much. I was like, Lord, I know you are truly in charge of my life, because I've laid it down. It's no longer mine. It is yours now. The same way Psalms 121 tells us, when we lift up our eyes to the hills, looking at where our help comes from, and we are certain that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and earth, then the Lord would never suffer your foot to be moved. It means your foot is steady to this thing called life and cannot be moved. You cannot be shaken. You cannot serve God and not see that he's for you. That is what it means. But he will not waste your time. God is not a time waster. He will not waste your time. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear. Fear is a very, very powerful emotion. It is actually the chief of every other negative emotion, because when we let fear into our heart, it literally opens the door for every other type of emotion to bubble up to the surface. That is why we need to encourage ourselves more than ever before that the Lord, we know, like, God does not have to promise us anything. You know that, right? He's not your politician. He's not your president. He's not your government. He doesn't need your vote to be God. He is already God all by himself. Even if you decide you don't want to be God with him, no problem. He is still God. He will raise up another creation that will be in his kingdom, right? So he doesn't have to promise us anything. But the fact that he does, should account for something in your life. And I want you to understand today that God will never suffer your foot to be moved. His promises must come to pass, right? So don't be afraid. It doesn't matter. The Bible tells us that 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 on our right hand, but it will not come near us. We'll only see with our eyes and see the reward of the wicked. When you know you are aligned with God, you should never live in fear. Fear of COVID, fear of pestilence, or whatever name they put on it, you should never be afraid of that. The only thing we should be focused on is the Lord our God. God is the only one we are to fear. God is the only one that we are to dread, according to Isaiah 8, verse 12, right? He's the only one that we are to fear. And remember, even Jesus says it in Matthew chapter 19, when Jesus said, "No one who has left things for me will go back empty-handed." I'm paraphrasing here. No one who has left things for me will go back empty-handed. That's what Jesus is saying. It means you will not, as long as you belong to me, I got you. Matthew chapter 19, right? Verse 29. He's saying, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life," right? So we should not be afraid. God is on your side. He has your back, and he will never suffer your foot to be moved. Or according to the NIV, he will not let your foot slip, right? He will hold you. You are steadfast and we'll all come out victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called The Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the link to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.